Okay, refuah shlema for the week. Sarah Rachav Atova, or the Kneen of Baruch Afrida, Yamir Bat Chai, Rafael Aviv Rachamim Ben Sipor, Dvor Rubia Bat Freda Gila, Roni Bat Sarah, Avamun Bat Chava, Chanaleah Bat Freda, Ayala Tashachar Bat Shoshana Baruchah, Shulamit Bat Yona, Miriam Bat Chaya. Liloi Nishmat of Tzvi Chaim Ben Leah, Etel Mosh Chaim Ben Huva Herschel, Tzvi Shlomo Chaim Ben Gina Sarah. Okay, we have a lot of interesting topics on today's daf, all sorts of them. We're going to start with on Kaf Vav Amud Bet. Today's daf is Kaf Zayin. We're going to start on Kaf Vav Amud Bet from the words Tanu Rabbanan. So about 12 lines from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. Yisrael malat ovei kochavim l'shum gir. Okay, a Jew is allowed to give a brit milah to a non-Jew for the purposes of gerut. But la fuke mishum morana, but morna, it can't do it for other, for health purposes. I saw an explanation that there's a tolat. I think that's Rashi, right? Rashi says tolat sheyesh bo orlato, and the reason is Rashi says because you can't do it bechinam. There's an assumption that we're talking about you do it for free here. You can't help a non-Jew for free. That's what was seen previously about moridim. You can't bring him up from a boar. I'm sorry, ma'alin. You can't bring him up from the boar. To help save him. Okay? We don't save non-Jews for free. So Morana Dillo. Ve'ovei kochavim. So that's a Yisrael. Yisrael can malan ovei kochavim if he's doing it l'shem gerut, but not, and the assumption is for free, but not l'shem.
But isn't lahalot minabor meaning endangering yourself, so it's not really for free, and it can't be compared to
ma'ali minabor, you think is that it's endangering yourself? I'm not so sure it was endangering yourself. I don't know. I thought the point is that you're not responsible for helping them.
Seems almost cruel.
Right, it is kind of, it's quite cruel. It's quite difficult. Again, if you look at this in the eyes of these are morally unethical people. Right, right. Maybe it's an issue of endangering, but here you're not endangering yourself at all.
Exactly.
Right, so it wouldn't support that reason. But then, if they are going to pay you for it, then you have to do it mishum eva, because they're going to pay for a service. Then if you say no, then you're going to get them very angry at you. Now, they don't expect you to do things for them for free. That's understandable. But to pay you, if they're going to pay you and you do this kind of thing for pay, then obviously you'd have to do it because otherwise it's going to create bad relations.
This is still apropos.
No, so again, if you go with the Meiri and all sorts of other sources, you know, that say that this is morally unethical people and this is not relating to the non-Jews of nowadays, okay? And all the more so we're going to get to, can you go to a non-Jewish doctor? And according to this, the Gemara, the simple reading of the Mishnah is that you can't, okay? So obviously, you know, we all go to, right, or a midwife or all these sources about the fear that they were going to kill you. It's obviously not, well, first of all, we're going to see, even the Gemara already says, well, not this, not that, and, you know, but anyway, the non-Jews they're referring to are clearly not the non-Jews of our day, and therefore this is, you know, much, much less relevant. Okay, so now, Ovei kochavim lo yamul Yisrael, mipnei shechashudin al shvichut amim, and Ovei kochavim can't do a brit milah for Yisrael, again, because they're worried about shvichut amim, according to Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir did with all the previous ones, right? His whole concern was they're going to kill you. V'chachamim omrim, ovei kochavim mal Yisrael, b'zman shachirim omdim al gabo. Okay, there were a whole slew of these yesterday about if there's somebody watching, can we assume that they won't do anything because somebody's watching them? Aval beino lebeino, lo. But if they're alone, then no. But if it's in front of other people, you can. Rabbi Meir Omer, and this is standard what he said in all the other cases, afilu achirim omdim al gabo namilo, dezimnin demase lesakinu meshave lekrut shifcha. Okay, very unpleasant, right? As he could just sort of twist the knife a little bit and cause him to be a krut shifcha, and therefore we're going to try to avoid having a non-Jew do this. Okay, whereas Rabbi Chachamim say, no, you'd notice if he was doing something, and here Rabbi Meir each time says, oh no, he could do it in a way that no one would actually notice, and it wouldn't really help. Now we're going to question Rabbi Meir in general. V'samar Rabbi Meir, ovei kochavim lo. According to this, Rabbi Meir holds very simply, and ovei kochavim cannot do a brit milah on a Jew because he's worried about shvichut amim. But this contradicts another source. Reminu, ir she'em barofe Yisrael, v'yesh barofe kuti, v'rofe ovei kochavim, yimol ovei kochavim, v'al Yamul Kuti. Okay? In this case, if there's no Yisrael to do it, interesting, they call him a Rafe, right? There's no Jewish doctor to perform the Brit Milah. But there is a Kuti or an Ovei Kochavim who can do it. So the Ovei Kochavim should do it and not the Kuti according to Rabbi Meir. That clearly contradicts what he just said, that the Ovei Kochavim is chashud about Shvichut Tamim. Generally, Kuti were chashud about all sorts of things, but they weren't chashud, they were going to kill people. So it seems weird here that Rabbi Meir would dafka say Ovei Kochavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Brayta continues, Yamul Kuti v'al Yamul Ovei Kochavim. Better for the Kuti to do it, Meshur the Ovei Kochavim. So the simple answer to resolve this contradiction is just to say, Ipuch, they got confused as to who said what, and therefore it should be Rabbi Meir Omer Yamul Kuti v'lo Ovei Kochavim. You can follow this on the chart because it's going to be a bit of back and forth. Okay? So the first answer to this contradiction between Rabbi Meir, whereby us we just said that he holds an Ovei Kochavim can't do it, and in the Braita it says, if there's no Jew, then Ovei Kochavim precedes Kuti. Makes no sense, so let's just switch to Shito. Rabbi Meir is the one who says, Yamul Kuti below Ovei Kochavim, and that would fit in with his Shita. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ovei Kochavim below Kuti. So now we've resolved Rabbi Meir. The problem is, we've opened up a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. V'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Ovei Kochavim Shapir Dame. According to now Rabbi Yehuda, Adif in Ovei Kochavim. Well, that's going to contradict a different source of Rabbi Yehuda. V'hatanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin Lemila Ovei Kochavim Shipsula. Shneamar va'ata ebriti tishmor. Now this has nothing to do with a chashash that they're going to kill us. This is simply, this is a pasuk from Avraham Avinu when he gets commanded to do brit milah. It says ata ebriti tishmor ata v'zaracha charecha ledorotam. So he darshans from here, it's a gzeirat ha-katuv that this is only people who are ba'alei brit. The akum is not ba'al brit. He's not part of the brit, and therefore he can't perform the brit milah. So according to this, Rabbi Yehuda holds in Ovei Kochavim cannot perform a Brit Milah, which, by the way, according to this, would be relevant today. Right? If we say that some of these are not relevant today, this would say, well, anyone who's not a Baal Brit, which is not even only idol worshippers, but anyone who's not part of this Baal Brit, which they say also, even Zerah of Avraham, like Ishmael, they're also not the Baal Brit, because even the Brit that we were talking about is Zaracha Acharecha, which was, there's a whole machloket about whether the Bnei Avraham, all the Bnei Avraham, Bnei Keturah, and the Bnei Ishmael, were they, you know, the sons of Hagar, were they meant to do Brit Milah just for that generation or also for future generations? But either which way, the Brit is what's passed down to us specifically, and therefore it's only Jews. Okay? And that's why, in fact, the Rama Paskins, okay, Akok Shirim Lemuva, Filu, I'm going to skip because I want to get back to this later. I don't want to give it away. Aval Akum Lo, Imol Klal. Okay? Akum cannot be Mal Klal, and that's based on this. Not based on because we're worried he's going to kill us, because that's no longer relevant. But it's based on, if you remember, we also said about this part about them killing us. I quoted you, I think it was the Ritva, who says that in a place where they're held accountable for murder of Jews, then you're obviously not worried about this because they're going to be held accountable in a court of law. Right? So we're really only talking about places where there's no law against murdering Jews particularly. Okay. So now, I mean, look, you can think of situations where this would be relevant, like in the Holocaust, right? Where there was clearly no value on the life of a Jew. So you might say this whole thing is irrelevant, but it's relevant for situations like that. Okay, so now we're stuck with Rabbi Yehuda, because he says an Ovei Kochavim can never do it. So how could you possibly say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Adif Ovei Kochavim Asher Kuti, and Ovei Kochavim is not Baal Brit? So they say, okay, La'olam lo tipuch. Okay, now just remember this, because we're going to go back to this. So remember this question we had on Rabbi Yehuda, because in the end we're going to suggest lo tipuch, and we're going to try to explain it, but then we're going to reject that too. Okay, so our first solution is ipuch. We say, oh no, it can't be ipuch, because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't match Rabbi Yehuda here if you switch the shitot. So therefore, lo tipuch, v'hacha b'mayaskinam b'rofe mumche. So now we're going to say, oh, Rabbi Meir says the Ovei Kochavim can do it instead of the Kuti, if there's no Rofe Yisrael, because we're talking about a doctor who's a specialist. Now a specialist, what's the difference between a specialist? A specialist has his reputation or her reputation on the line. Okay, right? A specialist has a reputation. And if they're going to kill somebody while they were performing a Brit Milah, well, it's going to look bad. It's going to reflect poorly on them. And therefore, we can assume that they're going to not do anything. They're not going to kill the Jew. How do we know this? Tachiyat HaRav Dimi, Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Imaya Mumche LeRabim Mutar. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan said that if he was a Mumche LeRabim, we can already allow it. So again, that's the first, right? Even in these non-Jews who are suspect of killing, we're not going to suspect them if they're Mumchim, because they have a reputation. So now, according to this, now we're back to Rabbi Yehuda says the Kuti and not the Ovei Kochavim. Rabbi Meir says the Ovei Kochavim because it's only talking about a Mumche. Okay, obviously, I don't know what you're going to do if you're stuck, right? If you don't have a Rofe Israel, you don't have a Akum Mumche, so I guess Rabbi Meir at that point would say, you know, I guess that you go with the Kuti.
And watch him carefully.
And what? Well, the Kuti, we're not worried about him killing you. The Kuti, it's just he's not, right? He doesn't actually say why not the Kuti. But we'll see here why the Kuti was a problem. Okay, we're going to see it right now. This is why the Kuti is a problem. But first, we're really focusing now on Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what are we assuming? If Rabbi Meir says the Ovei Kochavim and not the Kuti, then Rabbi Yehuda says the Kuti and not the Ovei Kochavim. What's the problem with the Kuti, and how could Rabbi Yehuda actually say this? Sever Rabbi Yehuda, Kuti Shapir Dame. V'hatani, isn't there a braita where Rabbi Yehuda himself says a Kuti can't do the Brit Milah? Why? Yisrael malata kuti, okay, a Jew can perform Brit Milah and a kuti. Vakuti lo yamul Yisrael mipnei shemal l'shem har grizim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They were mal to their belief of the, right, they did it in a particular ceremony where they were mal l'shem har grizim. Remember, har grizim was their makom kadosh, that's where they said hamakom asher yivchar is har grizim. And therefore, they did it l'shem har grizim, and you can't do the Brit Milah l'shem har grizim. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, v'chi hecha matzinu milah min haTorah lishma. Where do you see that the milah has to be lishma? You can do milah, even what's the difference if it's l'shem har grizim or not? Ela mal v'holech ad sh'tetze inishmato. If this kuti wants to give brit milahs to Jews, let him do it until he dies, basically. Okay, in other words, let him keep going his whole life doing brit milahs. There's no problem at all. Okay, so where are we stuck right now? We're stuck because Rabbi Yehuda himself said the kuti can't do it because he's doing it l'shem har grizim, and he thinks that you need milah lishma, and this is milah shelo lishma. He's doing it for some other, understanding of religion, and therefore it's a problem because Rabbi Yehuda Bayas said the kuti should do it. So now, what do they say? Udekakashia de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi. I'm sorry. Ela laolam ipuch. Okay, so now we go back. Kida afchina meikara. We go back to our first interpretation that really we have to flip the shito because Rabbi Yehuda Bayas, right, the real reading, the first reading was yamul kuti va'al yamul avei kochavim, and here Rabbi Yehuda clearly says the opposite. So what do we say? So la'olam ipuch kida abchina meikara. So we have to say that Rabbi Yehuda says ovei kochavim ina kuti. But what happened last time we said that? Remember, what was our problem? Rabbi Yehuda said, Mila ba'ove kochavim is psula, because it says, v'atabriti tishmor. So therefore, right, you can't do it. So now, what do we have to say? Udekakashi to Rabbi Yehuda, to Rabbi Yehuda. Hayi to Rabbi Yehuda ha'nasihi. We always said, right, the classic Rabbi Yehuda is not Rabbi Yehuda ha'nasi. It's different Rabbi Yehuda. But it must be this time it said Rabbi Yehuda, it's actually Rabbi Yehuda ha'nasi. Okay, Ditanya, and not only that, but we have a Braita, which has the version that says that what we saw before, this, right, not the Machlok of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda here, the one about when Rabbi Yehuda said, Minayim, we're going to read it right now, Ditanya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, Minayim Lemila Bovei Kochavim Shehi Psula, Talmud Lamar V'atah Briti Tishmor. Okay, so we now said, by the way, this is the first time I remember coming across this, where we had an issue with Rabbi Yehuda, and we answered, oh, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Okay, I don't remember ever coming across this before. It could be I don't remember, but I think it's pretty rare. But they just say, very simply, so we now have two mix-ups that we had. Number one is we have the shitot flipped. Okay, and really, Rabbi Meir is the one who says kuti and not akum, because Rabbi Meir has got his whole shita about akum, no way. Rabbi Yehuda says akum velo kuti, and the Rabbi Yehuda, where he's, and that's because the kuti is mal l'shem har grizim. And the kuti, I'm sorry, and the Rabbi Yehuda, who says an akum can't do it because Atab Riti Tishmor, which is what I said, the Rambam Paskin's life, that an Akum can't do a Brit Milah, that's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That's not part of this whole Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? Now we're going to get back to this machloket since we started it, right? It's very interesting. This machloket, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Okay, we're now on the second chart on the page if you want to look at the charts. So the second chart on the so we're now going to go back into that machloket, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, about whether you need milah lishma. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, my time under Rabbi Yehuda. So what's standing behind each of them? Dichtiv laHashem himol. How do you know you need lishma? Because it says laHashem himol. Now this is a bit of a misquote, okay, or a twisting of a quote. So you have to really see the pasuk inside. It's a pasuk by Pesach Mitzrayim, and it says, why don't I have it here on the page? It's not here. Okay. It says,
is it the one about Tzipora?
It's not the one about Tzipora. That's why it's weird. It's not here. Here, okay, it's in here. It's not on my sheet, but here. Okay, b'chi yagur yitchager, it's from Shmot. Okay, Shmot, you bet. Ki yagur yitchager, v'asa Pesach la'Hashem. Okay, and he does Pesach to Hashem. Himol lo kol zachar. V'az yikrav lasoto. V'hayak ezrach ha'aretz v'chol arel lo yochabo. It's in the commandments about the Korban Pesach. In Mitzrayim, and it said, right, kol arel lo yochabo. And it says, right, if you do Pesach la'Hashem, then himol lo kol zachar. So when he says la'Hashem himol, there's like a bit of a comma in between the la'Hashem and himol. However, you can always darshan these psukim and say, well, they're juxtaposed, these words. Right, so therefore, la'Hashem himol, it has to be l'shem Hashem. V'Rabbi Yossi himol yimol. Okay, now this is by Avraham. When it says, right, he's supposed to do the Brit Milah, it says, himol yimol yili beitecha u'miknat kaspecha v'aitah b'riti b'v'shachem l'brit olam. Right, that's where we learn you have to do also the Evid Knani. Anyone who lives in your house, himol yimol, the double lashon, what does it teach you? To include akum. Okay, that's what it's teaching you, even... Even I made a mistake. I was confusing the other second. Even if it's not lishma, himol himol, right? In any kind, not necessarily lishma. So now we're going to say, what does each one do with the other pasuk? V'idav haktiv laHashem himol. So how do you relate to that? So that's a very simple answer. Ha'u b'Pesach ktiv. The laHashem was referring to Pesach laHashem and not to the Brit Milah. V'idav nami haktiv himol himol. So what do you do about the himol himol? It sounds like it could be anyway. It doesn't need to be lishma. And this is classic. There's many times where people darshan, oh, double language means anything, right? It could be anyway. And the answer is, we don't darshan double language. Double language is just the way people speak. You can't use it to darshan anything. Okay? So that's how we have the shita. Now, there's a very interesting question here. Okay, Tosfot asks about milah lishma. He goes into a whole thing about what's the lishma? And he says... Right, so let's just read through Tosfot a little bit. The second line of the daf. Hachamashma de la Rabbi Yehuda, apagav de bayim milah lishma, maskina de machshela ba'ovei kochavim. Vitema, maishna miget de bi'inan lishma. Okay, what about a get? He says, what happens here? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you need milah lishma, so therefore the kuti can't do it. However, the ovei kochavim can do it. So how could that possibly be, right? If you need lishma, remember, it's either the kuti or the akum. So if he holds it's not the kuti, because the kuti is doing it l'shem hargrusim, how do you have the akum doing it, right? And he says, like by get, you need lishma, and paslinan k'tivat ovei kochavim beget. Okay, we have a very classic question here. If you need milah lishma, lishma has to be lishma by a Jew. And how do we know that? Because we see it by get, where get has to be get lishma. So this is a very basic question on Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Okay? Tosfot answers it. Okay? The answer, because what do they say by get? Why can't an ovei kochavim? Do you remember the halacha of lishma by get? It has to be written l'shem this particular woman. Okay? Because maybe somebody wrote a get for Yosef and Rachel, and it was a different Yosef and Rachel, and they found the get and used it for themselves, right? So therefore, you have to have someone write it lishma. And since it has to be lishma, they say an akum can't do it. But here we have the milah has to be lishma, and the akum can't do it. Just the kuti can't, because the kuti has this religion. You know, they do it l'shem hargrizim, and that's, you know, not. But the akum, who isn't doing a milah l'shem, some sort of religious reason, is allowed to do it. So why is that, right? Because, again, the Ovei Kochavim, when it comes to get, isn't doing it l'shem some other religion, so why can't he do it lishma? And likewise for Sefer Torah, right? An Akum can't write a Sefer Torah. So he says, "V'yesh lomar delo dame delo olam ove kochavim stama kaavi gabe mila de stama lishma kai." Tosa basically suggests that stam mila is dan lishma. What other purpose would you do circumcision for? Now this is very interesting because nowadays people do circumcision for health reasons. Now you might say health reasons isn't against lishma reasons like lishem hargizim, but maybe they're saying nobody does it for some other religion really except for the kutim, right? So therefore.
But they weren't.
It could be they're not referring to Muslims, right? It's a good question what he would say about that. So anyway, they say that according to this, so he says an Ove Kochavim does it stam, and therefore it's okay. Anyway, we don't paskin that Ove Kochavim can do it. But the whole thing here is the question, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, how does he view this? So, as opposed to a get isha, which is stam alav lishma, because he has to write it in the particular name of that woman. And so now it gets a little tricky, like what exactly is he saying? But in other words, any stam circumcision would be done for, first of all, it's obvious you're doing the circumcision on that person, whereas the get, he could have written it for some other woman and then reused it. So because of that, he says there's a difference between that and that. So anyway, I think the question's a lot better than his answer that he gives. But there's an interesting thing here, which is always interesting in Gemara, where you have this concept of lishma, but it doesn't mean the same thing in every place. And what it means is different, okay? And how you can have an Ovei Kochavim do something lishma, but you can't have him do it in Sefer Torah and get. So, okay. Now we go into another thing here. Itmar. Okay, now there's a machloket tanaim and moraim about another issue. Minayin lemila bovei kochavim shi psula. Okay, this is what we saw before about, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said it's pasul because of atabri tishmor. So now we're going to have a machloket and moraim about whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi or not. So darba prapa mishmei de rav amar v'atav briti tishmor, right? Atav zaracha charecha, which means only zera Avram through Yitzchak. So therefore, only Jews. Rabbi Yochanan himol yimol. Rabbi Yochanan says it says himol yimol, which shows that an ovei kochavim can't do it because of the words himol yimol. It's only Jews. So now they're going to say. Himol yimol, what they understand from here is hamal yimol. That's how they read it, right? Himol yimol, right? Last time we understood it for something else. This time it means hamal yimol. One who is circumcised can perform the circumcision, okay? So now they're going to say, my benayu, where is there a machloka between them, halacha l'maaseh? And as both of them say, Nakum can't do it, the question is why? Is it because they're not part of the breed? Or is it because they're not circumcised themselves? So what's the difference between them? Aravi mahul, the gavnuni mahul. Right? These are two, right, an Aravi, right, Muslim. Gavnuni was another type of religion that also performed circumcisions. So those people, ika benayim, manda amar himol yimol, which means hamal yimol, ika, they are circumcised also, so they could do it. Manda amar, if we teach ishmor leika, they're not part of the breed, so they couldn't do it. But then they say, Ulamanda amar himol yimol ika. If you say himol yimol, really you're going to include an Aravi and a Gavnuni and they could do it? V'hatnan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, in the Nedarim, Konam sh'ani nehenem en arelim. If you remember this, but we learned it in the Nedarim, that if you say, I will not get any benefit from arelim, which means non-circumcised people, mutar ba'arle Yisrael, v'asur b'mule ovde kochavim. If you have a Jew who's not allowed to do brit milah, let's say you have brothers who died in circumcision, and there's a chazaka that your siblings died in circumcision, we don't perform a circumcision on you. So that's a person who's an arel. However, he's right. If you said, I'm not going to benefit from arelim, you're allowed to benefit from him because what you really meant was Jews versus non-Jews. And if you have someone who's circumcised who's a non-Jew, you mean also they're included in, I'm not going to get any benefit from them, because you just used this term arel to mean non-Jew. You didn't mean someone who's circumcised. So therefore, even if you say hamal yimol, don't you mean hamal means even, right? Hamal would be only Jews who were circumcised, and it wouldn't relate to non-Jews who were circumcised. So alma afal gav de mihile, even though they're mahul, kiman de lo mihile dami. There is if they're not mahul, because here you see that we call them arelim. Maybe we could say the difference in the halacha between them is dalka that case where the brother whose brothers died machmat mila and he doesn't have a brit mila. Lamanda amar atah brit tishmor, of course, is part of the brit. Ika, he could do a brit mila, but lamanda amar himo yimo, which means hamal yimo, well, he's not circumcised, so leika, we would say he can't do it. But again, they say the same thing, which is lamanda amar himo yimo leika, we're going to not include him. Vahatnan konam shani nehenemi mulim, if you say I'm going, right, I'm not going to get benefit from those who were circumcised. Asur ba'arle Yisrael, mutar b'mule avdei kochavim. What you mean to say is I'm not benefiting from any Jews, even those who are arelim, like ones who didn't get a brit milah, for those reasons. Umutar b'alei avdei kochavim. Alma, therefore, what do you see here? Av agav delo mehili, kemanda mehili dami, right? Even though they're not mahul, they're considered mahul. In other words, we use these terms. Hamal means someone who's a Jew, yimol, and not, it doesn't mean a non-Jew. So we've rejected either saying one of those possibilities. Therefore, Eliyika Benayu Isha. Now we get to women. Okay? Here you see the difference between them would be Isha. Lemanda amar vata briti tishmor leka. Di Isha lav bat milahi. Ulemanda amar himo yimo ika. Di Isha kemanda mihila damya. This is very interesting. Okay? I feel like you could have argued this the opposite. If you say, ata ebriti tishmor my brit, which is the brit milah, so women are not part of the brit of the brit milah. And therefore, right, there's, by the way, I was at someone's house once, years ago, some type of sfaradim, and when we say in benching, every time you bench, what do we say? Ve'britcha shechatamta bivsareinu. So we actually came across this before in the daf also. And in their venture, it said in parentheses, which I had never seen before, Nashim Einam Omrot. Ve'britcha shechatamta bivsarecha, because the brit shechatamta bivsarecha is the brit milah. And women aren't part of that, and women don't say that. I was a bit shocked. anyway, because I always, we consider ourselves part of the brit. So anyway, this Gemara seems to support that. Women are not part of the brit, basically. And if you say himol yimol, and it's, what's himol? Hamal is someone who's mal, meaning they need this tikkun of the brit milah, and they were mitukan. Women don't have any orla to get rid of, so they're considered mehulot, basically. Okay, it's strange to think of a woman as circumcised, but the point is, they're not missing circumcision. You know, they just don't need it. So, lamanda amar himol yimol ika, di isha kimanda mehili damya. It's just like we saw before. He's considered a Jew, even if he didn't have a brit milah, and women are Jews. They're just part of the whole thing. So now they say, okay, so basically, according to this, okay, maybe I'll stop here for a minute. According to this, according to one opinion, women can't perform brit milah. According to another, women can perform brit milah. So the Rambam, interestingly, the Rambam in all of his, his view of women was quite Muslim influenced and quite, that the woman can't leave the house more than twice a month, and if so, just to go to Beit Mishter or Beit Avel, and he has lots of stories about women. But he in fact paskins, because according to this, there's a machloket. And he says, "Hakol kshirin lamuv afilu arel ve'eved ve'isha ve'katan." Okay, he says a woman is allowed to perform a brit milah. The note here says, "Ki Rabbi Yochanan udelo kirav." Okay, based on our Gemara here, but. One second, Vyesha. I didn't read this. Shibush, Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Anyway, the Rama paskins, the woman can only perform it if there's no man, but Adif, to find someone else to do it. Like, he's not so gung-ho on women performing brit milah. And this was, in fact, an issue with the Me'ah Beinayim. There's these women they call Baalot Brit. There's an issue about a woman. Could she be a sandak? Could she be... And then there was a backlash where rabbis started, I think it was the Maharami Rimberg, who tried to say this isn't the area for women to be involved in. And there was a whole big thing about this. This is like a big issue about can women perform brit milah or not. It could be the Rambam said very simply they could because he knew no one was doing it anyway. It wasn't a relevant issue. Sometimes when it's not a relevant issue, he just didn't think anyone was doing it. Whereas in Ashkenaz, women were actually doing it, and there were things going on. And anyway,
but you would think
and there was like
Tzipora.
A whole debate about it. Tzipora, we're getting to it right now. Yafet. Okay, so I just wanted to stop and sort of zoom out for a minute, but now we're going to go back in. So now they say, if you're going to say a woman can't do it, well, what about Tzipora, right? So ulamanda amar himalina kamanda mehilita umi ika lamanda amar isha lo. Could it possibly be that there's any source to say the woman can't do it? Bahakti batikach Tzipora tzur, right? She took a tzur, like a sharp rock, and she performed the Brit Milah on her son. Remember, while they were baderech, and Moshe didn't do the Brit Milah, very strange sugya there. Why didn't Moshe do the Brit Milah? Okay, different interpretation. So what did they say? Karibe vatakach, okay? Meaning she had someone else do it. She initiated that it be done, but she obviously found some man to do it. Okay, she didn't do it herself. V'hakti v'tichrot, but doesn't it say, and she cut? Karibe v'tachret. Right, she caused someone else to cut it. Da'amr li'ini shachrini v'avad. She asked someone else to do it, and they did it. V'ibayt ema, some people say like this, atihi v'atchala v'ata Moshe v'agmara. She started it, but Moshe actually finished the act. You know, he performed the act himself. Okay, which again, obviously, why, you know, the one who's motivated to do that wants to bring Moshe into the picture. How can it possibly be that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give Brit Milah to his son and his wife did it, Tzipora, of all people, did it, you know, so they kind of bring Moshe into the picture.
And the Gemara doesn't answer. Like, it's very interesting. They raise the question, but they don't say whether they don't. They just
no, well, they say, and what they're trying to say is like this. We have one opinion that a woman can do it, and obviously then Tzipora's story fits very well. We have another opinion that a woman can't do it. According to that opinion, how do they view the Tzipora story? Well, they can claim that either she had some shaliach do it, or she started and Moshe finished. That's the they do answer.
Although but that's not what the text.
No, it's clearly not what the text actually says. Right. Nobody thinks that that's what the text actually
isn't there
says.
An issue like today, that if there's no father, the chiyuv is on the father, the chiyuv is not on the child, so that if there's no father to bring his son to have his brit.
So who's responsible?
It's always a question.
Right. Well, the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses it. So it's the community, I believe. If I remember correctly from the Gemara in Kiddushin about all the mitzvot ha'aval ha'ben and the father's responsible, or ben al av really, because the ben al av means the things for the ben that the av is responsible for. I think, if I remember correctly, I think there they say if it's not the father, it's the community has the responsibility.
Right, it's not the
mother, not the mother because she's not part of the breed, right? She's not, it's the same type of thing. I think it's the community. I have to check back there.
You know, there was more than one breed between Hashem and the
breed. Yeah, no, so at Tab Briti, well, Briti Tishmor, they're quoting after the breed about the Brit Milah. They're not saying, and as they're quoting that pasuk where Avram was commanded to do Brit Milah. Obviously, women are part of other brits, but that—it's a very strange thing to say that Atah Brit Tishmor, this Abrit Chashkadam Sazareinu doesn't relate to us. You know, I think until that point, I ever saw that I never really paid attention to those words in terms of what they meant. But you know, I remember I was like, I was probably 20 years old when I saw that, and I was. What? Can't believe you think women shouldn't say that. Oh no, that's when I remember. It wasn't just that. It was Al Torat Chashalim Aditanu. It also got rid of the Al Torat Chashalim Aditanu. And I was learning yeshiva at the time. You know, what do you mean? I don't learn Torah. Brit Milah, maybe I could say okay, I get that. But Torah, you're telling me. Okay. Anyway, that was a bit of a eye-opening experience. Okay, Mishnah. Mitrapim mehem ripoy mamon. Okay, we're back to what you can go to. You can get refuah of ripoy mamon of a low ripoy nefashot. Okay, what exactly this means is not clear. We're going to have to wait for the Gemara to explain. Ve'em istaprim mehem b'kol makom tiber Rabbi Meir. You cannot get a haircut from them. That's what I referred to before. Ve'chachamim omrim b'rishut harabim mutar v'lo b'no l'b'no. Okay, you can get a haircut from them in public, but not in private. Again, the same issue, right? When you have a haircut, you know, they're using the, I think, I can't remember if it says in the Gemara, I think it says in the Rishonim about difference between a scissor and a razor. If they're cutting with a razor, then it's more dangerous. If they're cutting with a scissor, it's a little harder for them to kill you with a scissor, okay? But if they're using a razor to cut your hair, then they can easily take the razor and cut your neck. My ripoy mamanu, my ripoy nefashot. Ilema, if you want to say ripoy mamon is b'sachar and ripoy nefashot is b'chinam, okay, which works with the ripoy mamon. The ripoy nefashot doesn't work as well, but ripoy mamon means they're doing it for money. So you can go to them if you're paying a doctor, but ripoy nefashot would be you can't do it if you're going for free. You can't have a non-Jew do work for you for free, like a doctor do something for you for free. Litne, by the way, this is the source. Was, you know, we know many doctors do things for people for free here and there. So I see Sherry laughing. So So here they say you cannot have a non-Jew do services for you for free. But that's not what the Mishnah means here, because litne, it should have said very simply, mitrapim mehem b'sachar v'lo b'chinam. It should have used the terms sachar and chinam. And the assumption here that I saw in the Mefreshim is, as we see in many other places, shomer sachar, shomer chinam, where they use the terms sachar and chinam. So they should have just used those same terms here. Ela ripoy mamon davar sheyesh bo she'en bo sakana. We point a fashot davar sheyesh bo sakana. Why don't we suggest that ripoy mamon is there's danger involved? I'm sorry, there's no danger, so you can let them do it. Ripoy fashot is there's danger involved, and therefore, if it's already a dangerous procedure, don't let him do it because he could easily just kill you, and it'll be, you know, no one will notice. But you can't say it's that because Hamar of Yehuda afilu rivda dekusilta lo matzina minayu. Matzina is milashom refuah. Even putting the needle in for letting blood, which is a basic, the most basic of procedures that they did then, you can't let them do it. Okay? And that would mean it's obviously embo sakana, and yet they can't do it. So it can't be that. So ela ripoin mamon is behemto, ripoin afashot is gufe. Mamon being the mamon of the person, you can let him do refuah on your animals and a veterinarian, but you can't let him do ripoy on your nefesh. Behind Udama Rav Yehuda, and there Rav Yehuda supports this. Afilu rivda dekusilta lo dekusilta lo matzina minayu. Even having them use this needle for bloodletting, you can't even let them do. And therefore, nefashot means not dine nefashot like we think. Oh, you know, you could get killed. No, no, no. Anything that has to do with your body. Okay, we can't let him do anything to you. We can only let you do him do it to your animals. Amar chista amar marukva avali mamarlo sam ploni yafelo sam ploni ralo mutar. But if he says, I recommend this medication and not that medication, you're allowed to. If he's just giving you medical advice, why are you allowed to do that? Savar shiule mashilo. Okay, he's assuming that you're just asking his advice. Ki hechi de mashilo mashili ina shachrina. And just like you're asking his advice, you'll probably ask someone else for advice. And if he lies to you and tells you that something is good for you and it's really bad for you, and you go find out from someone else that it's dafka, what he told you is good for you is really bad for you, he's going to, again, ruin his reputation. It's going to look bad for him. Because so he assumes that you're not only asking him, you're going to ask other people, and then it will reflect poorly on him. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it should be Rabba, Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar La Amar Chista Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Safek Chai Safek Meit Em Mitrapim Mehem. If you're maybe going to live or maybe die from this, then you can't go to them for refuah. Vadai mate, but if you're clearly going to die, okay, you're nearing death, but you want to have some procedure done because maybe it'll help you live a little bit longer. Mitrap im behem, okay, obviously this is a big question, right? Do you ever know, are you really going to die or not? But then you can go to them. And that's the point is, if you're at Sakanat Mavet and your one last chance is this one doctor who can do something that maybe will save you, so then you're allowed to go because you're going to die anyway. Okay? So then they say like this. So then they say, I think you should add the words here, vadai, right? Vadai mate, you're really allowed to go to them? Ha'ika chayesha'a. But what do you mean? Maybe just because you're going to die, you might die in a week. But if you do this procedure now, right? On the one hand, you might live another month, another 2 months, another year, or you might die today because if the Ovei Kochavim is suspect that he's going to do something to you, then he could kill you right then and you'll miss out the possible week you had of living. So what about Chaye Sha'ah? So they say, L'Chaye Sha'ah lo Cheshinan. We don't care. Yes, it's true, we value life tremendously, but here, it's a toss-up. We don't know. Maybe he'll kill you immediately, but maybe he'll do this procedure and you'll live a longer time. So because of this chashash, maybe he'll kill you today and you wouldn't have lived the full week, that we're not worrying about. And how do we know this? So here we have a story from the Nevi'im, okay, from Sefer Melachim Bet. If you remember, there was this matzur of, it's Aram, I think, right, on the city. And there were these four Mitzoraim, Petach Ha'ir, and they had nothing to eat because there was the siege on the city. And then at night, Hashem made this noise that sounded, the Aramim heard this noise of war, and they all left the camp. And the Mitzoraim decide to go into the camp to get food. Okay, they figure, let's go into Machane Aram. They didn't know that nobody was there, but they said, look, either we're going to die of starvation, Or we could try to go into Machane Aram. So they say like this, Im amarnu navo ha'ir v'arav ba'ir umatnu sham. Right? So what do they say? In other words, either we go into the city and maybe we'll live, right? Otherwise, we're just going to die here. So in other words, they might die in another few days from starvation, or they might go into the city and get killed immediately by the Aramim, or else maybe they'll actually get to, you know, maybe they'll live a longer life because maybe they'll find food and they'll actually be able to survive longer than, right? They might die immediately by the Aramim, or they'll die from starvation just sitting where they were. So what do they decide to do? It's worth risking our lives that maybe they'll kill us now because maybe we'll find food and we'll be able to live longer. Since their death was obviously going to happen anyway where they were, you know, if they stayed where they were. So therefore, that's the exact same situation and they in fact go. So that's the proof the chayesha doesn't matter, right? The few days you might live, we don't care about that. V'haika chayesha, right? And there was chayesha. Elalav chayesha lo chayshina. We see that doesn't bother us. Meitive, now we have another question. There's a source that says, Lo yisavi yitan adam im haminim, ve'em mitrapim mehem afilu l'chayesha. What does it tell you? You can't be involved with minim, and you can't get refuah from them. The assumption is minim are like of de kochavim here, even for chayesha. Okay? So here you have, you can't have minim, even if they're going to give you a few, right? Even if they're going to give you a few extra hours of life, because, you know, even if there's a chance they might save you for the long term, because they might kill you immediately. And how do we know this? Ma'asebe ben dama ben achotosh Rabbi Yishmael shechisho nachash. He got bitten by a snake. Uba Yaakov ish kfar sachnia. Do you remember him? We saw him recently. He was the student of Jesus, or at least if we assume Yeshua Notri is Jesus that we know of. He was a student of Jesus. And he comes l'rap oto. Below he nichu Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael, okay, remember, it was Ben Dama, who was the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, got the snake bite. Yaakov Yishachnia comes to cure him and to help him, and he won't let. Rabbi Yishmael says no. But Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael, Amar lo Rabbi Yishmael, Achi hanach lo v'arpeh mimenu. I'm sorry, v'amar le. Sorry, he said, Rabbi Dama says to him, Rabbi Yishmael, Achi, hanach lo v'arpeh mimenu. Why don't you just let him try to cure me? V'ani avi mikra min haTorah shehu mutar. Okay, it's a great story. He says, and I'm going to bring a proof from the Torah that it's mutar. Below speak, ligmorat davar ad sheyatzta nishmato. Okay, and as he's saying, please let him cure me. You can imagine the situation, right? He's about to die from the snake bite. There's this doctor who can cure him. Rabbi Yishmael says, sorry, he's a mean, no can do. And the nephew says, well, wait, I can bring a pasuk to prove it. She mutar, and he dies, and some of the nuskaot say, you can see the note there, the gimel, it says, yatstanish matobe mutar. What does this sound like? Remember when Elizabeth Horkinus dies? Yatstanish matobe tahara. Right? And it was this sign from above. Now, what exactly is it a sign from is a good question, okay? And what happens? Because he dies with the word mutar, kara alav Rabbi Yishmael, ashrecha ben dama shekufcha tahur v'yatsanish matcha b'tahara. Okay, he views it as a sign that it was good that he didn't cure him. Okay, he doesn't view it as a sign that maybe he was right and he should have, right? You might have thought maybe he should have let this doctor cure him. But he looks at it as a sign that he didn't lo aver al derecha averecha shayu amrim uporetz geder yishachenu nachash. Okay? Now here, there's an obvious play on words, right? The play on the story, because he got bitten by a snake, and then he says, well, if you would have been poretz geder and listened to the mean, you know, had the mean cure you, you would have been poretz geder and you would have gotten bitten by a snake. So they say, what do you mean? He was already bitten by a snake. So they say, no, because the snake he was bitten by was a snake that you could be cured from, even though he wasn't in the end. But the snake, if you're poretz geder, you get bitten by a snake that one can never get cured from, and one can view it as, you know, you'll lose your olam haba for that. Okay, for being poretz geder, you lose olam haba, and he at least only lost olam hazeh. Okay, we'll stop here with the story. We'll get into this more tomorrow. You know, you can obviously, you have to view this story, al reka, the history of what was going on. And Yaakov Ish Farsachnia was the student of Jesus. We're not just talking about some non-Jew who's got no ethical moral standard, but this was, you know, the other side and the enemy and the you know,
well, you can also
very powerful.
Sort of metaphorically dealing with the other side.
Yes, right. Crossing the fence was clearly they were trying to. You have to remember what is crossing the fence. It's What is the word? Was also not listening to the rabbis, because right. The rabbis, it was all about the Torah Shabbal Peh of the rabbis that was against Jesus's, you know, keeping to the Old Testament,
right.
and also having his own New Testament, and it was all, you know, the exactly that's what the meaning were. It was all these, you know, Torah Shabbal Shabbatav only, and you know, no, the rabbis don't mean anything.
It was a really huge fight in the late first, early second century, what to do with these Nazarenes, because they weren't Christians yet.
Right.
And they were still Jews, kind of, and, but not exactly. It was
right, which made them the enemy,
that's right,
because they were Jews, right. And they were, exactly, because of that. It's like the you know, the Prushim and the Tzdukim argument. You know, these were all like battles within. The same thing with the Kuti. Why the Kuti is worse than the Aklim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he's, you know, he's similar enough to us that they're much more threatening than the ones who are.
So interesting, though, how they word, if you cross this fence, you'll get bitten by a snake.
Yes, yes.
It's more obvious.
Right, right. It's very interesting.